This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. From now to about mid-October, you can start planting seeds indoors. Be sure to adjust for your climate zone. I'm focusing on zone 4 mostly, but that can translate to areas of zone 3 and 5 also. Wait to sow tomato seeds till mid-April. I have a list of exactly what seeds to plant when from the University of Minnesota Extension on my website, gardenbite.com. For germination, most seeds need warmth. For growth, they'll need light. In my old house, I had a perfect room in the basement, a cheap shop light that I could raise and lower from a pulley system. It worked great. There's no need for fancy, expensive grow lights unless you're growing flowers indoors. In my current home, I'm playing around with a whole different setup in a spare bedroom. Wish me luck on this. It's cobbled together, but isn't that how any effort starts? Small containers of any sort, like yogurt containers, are good planters, but they must be thoroughly cleaned, and you need to poke drainage holes in the bottom. Cell packs work well. I like to use peat pots. You can then plant the seedling directly into the ground. I used newspaper pots a few years ago, not my favorite. If your space is a cold room, a heating mat is recommended for specifically tomato and pepper seeds. Follow the directions on your seed packet for the germination needs. Once your seeds sprout, again, they all need light. Keep the light about 4 to maybe 6 inches from the tops of your seedlings and on for about 12 to 16 hours a day. Another tip, let them feel a breeze. Use a small fan to gently blow across your seedlings for about an hour a day. This is just a primer for you. Go to gardenbite.com for more details and videos too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.